It has been a deeply interesting journey for planetary geologists, chemists, physicists, astronomers, earthquake scientists, even extremely clever spacecraft designers to find out, A, what's in the interior of the Earth, and B, how did Earth get just the right amount of water, enough for life-giving oceans, but not so much as to cover the continents, leaving no place for life like us to evolve? Did asteroids and comets hitting Earth do the job? Item 1. The Earth's core is made of dense metals, especially iron, with some sulfur, but it's less dense than expected. There's evidence that some very undense hydrogen got mixed in. Item 2. There's a welter of pieces of evidence about how water arrived on the Earth long ago, and the pieces are hard to put into a consistent picture. Add in that the Earth's state of oxidation, to iron, rust, and sand mostly, is still a bit on the low side of oxidation. Now, Edward Young at UCLA and colleagues have created a picture that ties this all together pretty well. They propose that the early molten Earth had a cloud rich in hydrogen gas. To retain the gas, the Earth had to assemble from smaller bits protoplanets that were large enough. Part of the hydrogen got oxidized by surface oxides to create water. Part of it migrated to the Earth's core. A pretty wild early history for the processes that led to modern Earth and to us. We'll see if the picture holds up. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.